Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I thought he did a real good job, and that was coming because of how he practiced the previous 2 weeks. And it's interesting to watch. Sometimes you put the work in, and you guys have all been through, we've all been through it. You put the work in, you don't see the results right away, but eventually you keep hammering away, it'll come. And I thought that was the case for Isaiah last week. I thought two really good weeks of practice, and then it really showed up for him on the field.
Bills head coach Sean McDermott speaking on Isaiah McKenzie, Bills wide receiver. 803-0550 is the phone number. And Isaiah McKenzie had a very strong game last week against the Detroit Lions. If you look at Isaiah McKenzie, by the way, in this specific matchup, against the New England Patriots, we of course remember a lot about McKenzie's big breakout performance, if you will, against the Patriots in Foxborough last season. Gabe Davis and Cole Beasley were out for that game after having COVID or, you know, being ruled out, close contact, whatever the deal was. McKenzie in that game, 11 catches, 125 yards, and a touchdown. And then, by the way, he played a larger role in that playoff game than you might think either. He had a nice day there as well. He had three receptions for 45 yards, but he also had three carries for 29 yards. So between the two, McKenzie in the Patriot playoff game had six touches for 74 yards. It's a lot of production against this Patriots team. And I think the overall consensus is New England is a heavy man coverage team. And maybe that will help Isaiah McKenzie be a role player or have a role in this game tomorrow. Sal, where'd you want to take us next here? You're back here?
Actually, I want to take you, if you could talk for another minute, I actually have something I want to tell everybody that I've kind of found out here, and it's interesting with the Bills. So let me just do that. I just have to sort through my thoughts here for 1 second.
Yeah, that's fine. Take a minute here because I'm still going through McKenzie's game log. I've got last year's open, but I've got this year's open as well. And I have always been high on him as a player, and I was arguing last year he should have been playing more, even in Cole Beasley's stead a little bit. And this year was the opportunity, and it has been inconsistent, but I still want to be open to he continues to develop into a trustworthy underneath option for Josh Allen that has more athleticism than they've had in that role before. It has not happened yet. It has not happened yet. We are 10 games into the season, or 10 Isaiah McKenzie games into the season, and he missed the Steeler game. And he has 30 catches for 315 yards and four touchdowns. It is not what I think Bills fans would have been dreaming about when McKenzie re-signed and then had that great training camp and ended up starting. But last week, maybe that's the beginning of something here. Six catches, 96, and a touchdown against the Lions. I'd like to see McKenzie continue. I mean, he's going to continue to play in that slot role, and we'll see if the targets keep up. 10 last week, and 5, 6, 7 a week going forward. As maybe the Bills, maybe he breaks out as the Bills' number two option behind Diggs, and maybe that is dependent on whether Beckham signs or not.
Okay, so an NFL source has told me the Bills are restructuring the contract of cornerback Tre'Davious White. And here's why. Okay. I know everybody's going to think suddenly this is Odell Beckham. This is Odell Beckham.
Yes. Everyone right
up until today. That's why I wanted to formulate my thoughts to make sure I make this clear. Up until today, from what I understand, The Bills were, Joe, down to a league-low $332,000 in cap space. Any other elevations of players, practice squad, like signing anybody, they just wouldn't be able to do it. This move is going to clear $2.5 million, or at least create and give them $2.5 million of cap space for the rest of the year. It's injury replacement costs, the acquisition of Nyheim Hines. This does not mean automatically, oh, they're creating space for Odell Beckham. That can happen still. I'm not saying it won't happen. I'm just telling you,
yep,
this would have been done regardless of that situation.
Right. Okay. So $2.5 million in cap space, or roughly whatever that ends up coming out to, for Tre'Davious White restructuring. It could mean Beckham. I mean, it. You're right. It does not have to in any way, shape, or form. He still hasn't visited with the team yet. He's going to do that with the Giants, and then Von Miller says he's going to be in Buffalo on Friday. So either way, he's going to go through the process, right? Like, maybe this is something the Bills had to do regardless, but I don't know. It could also mean that they would have – it doesn't need to mean this is Beckham, because they might have to do something more than Beckham. The way you laid that out, Sal, and you set it up as this doesn't have to mean Odell Beckham. You said the number $2.5 million. I thought if they were right up against it and they couldn't even do practice squad moves because of that, I mean, you might have to do something else on top of this if Beckham decides he wants to become a Buffalo Bill.
That's right. And again, like, we'll see. I mean, obviously, yeah, from his side of things, he's going to figure out what he wants. He has a couple other visits set up. We know that. That's been reported on. Giants and Cowboys, we kind of know are happening. Bills are happening. I mean, who knows? There could be another team involved that we don't know, right? From the Bills standpoint, this is just strictly from the Bills standpoint. I want to explain this to everybody again. The Bills had $332,000, from my understanding, left in cap space this year. Every time a player basically doesn't play in a game who's on IR, that's costing them that player's salary for the game and whoever's replacing them. Every time they sign a player to the active roster for the week or whatever, that's costing them money.
Yep.
They can't get to the end of the season with 332, Joe. They just can't. There's no,
right,
there's basically no way. They're the lowest team in the league. So what they're going to do here is, you see these structures and restructures a lot. They're going to take basically Tre'Davious White's base salary, some of it, whatever, and turn it into a signing bonus to prorate that over the next few years to create $2.5 million in cap space.
Do you know the intricacies of the cap enough to know whether or not this could mean that someone is getting close to being activated off of, is it IR or the PUP for Ike Bodker, and then Marquez Stevenson as well?
Could very well be, right? I mean, although I would say you're still paying those guys. You're still,
yeah,
paying those guys. But for every game they're out, you're paying a replacement, essentially, right? You have to think more about when they're out versus when they're in. But you're right. If you have those guys play, you know, obviously, you know, they're part of your team, and right now you're not counting on them. But if Ike Bodker doesn't play for a couple of weeks, you know, you're still paying whoever's on the roster instead of him. If Marquez Stevenson doesn't play, I use Micah Hyde here as an example. Micah Hyde, I mean, heck, how about Von Miller, right? Von Miller's not playing. What if they go out and, yep, they claim Terrell Basham today? By the way, Terrell Basham was let go by the Cowboys. He's on waivers. He is Boogie Basham's cousin. Guy had 7 sacks over 2 years. That's something they might want to look into. If they claim him, they'd have to pay him, obviously, whatever his salary was. That's going to add. And Joe, I'm telling you, they're not. It's going to be more than 332 to do something like that.
Right. So, okay, so this was a necessary move that they needed to do regardless, is how it sounds.
Correct.
Yeah.
And I just want to make sure that, you know, that everybody knows that, from my understanding, there's just no way you're getting to the end of the season with or without Odell Beckham Jr. That doesn't,
right,
you can't get Odell Beckham Jr. anyway with 332. But even if he's not in play, even if you don't sign him, you can't do anything on your roster with 332 remaining for the rest of the year.
Right. All right.
I guess that's the best way I'd like to say it. But let the Odell speculation continue, I guess, because it doesn't rule him out either, by the way.
I mean, he'll be. Did you see Josina Anderson's tweet from, what was this, about an hour ago? Not really a lot of new information, I would say, but she tweeted about Beckham and his visits. Nothing is deviated from OBJ's pre-scheduled tour order in the tweet below. His visit in Buffalo over the weekend will provide good time not only to learn more about the Bills, but also to catch up with his buddy Von Miller, who's hoping for a return against the Jets. I think the only new information there might be his visit in Buffalo over the weekend. So we'll see. Maybe this is a multi-day visit. Von Miller says Friday was the day for Beckham, so it might work out in the Bills' favor a little bit that they play on Thursday here and that they get a little extra time and, right, to focus on that while they have extra days before the next game, whereas the Cowboys will be playing on Sunday, and the Giants will be playing, and the Bills, meanwhile, will have, you know, extra time here to figure out what they want to do.
It's going to be really interesting. And by the way, Von on his Voncast yesterday, he has his own podcast. I love the fact that Von Miller has his own podcast. I think it's awesome.
He's almost, he does this, right? He's kind of the Draymond Green of the NFL.
Yeah.
Like Draymond Green plays for the Golden State Warriors, and then once the game is over, he goes and records a podcast. And Miller's not doing it the day of the game, but he's actually good too. I don't know how much you listen to like the whole episodes. He's very thoughtful about a lot of different subjects.
Yes.
So he's good.
Joe, he's like that, like when you talk to him, like I see these guys, you know, down at the stadium, when you talk to him. He's like that. We all know he wants to be a GM when he retires. He's very interested with like NFL history.
Yep.
He reminds me, you know who else was very much like this is LeSean. LeSean McCoy actually was he especially running backs though, but Von is, I would say, more of the broader picture of other positions. LeSean McCoy was very much aware of like his place, running backs, great running backs of all time. Von is very aware of that with everything. He wants to be a GM. It's really interesting, and you talk to him and you can have conversations with him about like stuff that happened before him, stuff around the NFL. And you know, it's funny because we all know he's a super positive, optimistic thinker. He's not really a big trash talker. And I think that's part of it. Like he tries to build relationships. That's what it is, because that's kind of the guy he is. And when he's on his podcast, I think he's building a relationship with the fans is what he's doing. And what he said yesterday on his podcast, his Voncast, he did say there is an injury. It's a lateral meniscus. And that he's going to try to see what happens after about 7 to 10 days after the swelling goes down. He's hopefully can play on it. But it didn't say it's a guarantee, Joe. And I think that we all have to keep that in mind, that we don't know what's going to happen in about a week from now.
Right. And we also don't know, even if he plays, how effective is he going to be? Ian Rappaport pointed out a couple days ago that Miller, who had a knee injury in Denver a couple of years ago, this might have been like longer than that, maybe like 5-6 years ago, he sustained an injury and he played through it and he wore a brace. And while he was wearing that brace, Rappaport said the number 15, that he had 15 sacks during that season. So he could be fully formed, right? He could be back to form, or maybe, you know, you can't play him as much. Maybe he's more of a situational pass rusher. There's just a lot of unknown, I think, with even if he does play, what does he look like and how effective is he?
803-0550. All right, what do you think about, what does this mean? Restructure of Tre'Davious White, and the Bills are going to create a little over $2 million of cap space. They had 32 total remaining. That's 332,000, by the way, not under 332 million, of course. And now it's 2.5. Does that mean Odell Beckham is coming? Again, my understanding is this has got to happen no matter what. The Bills just couldn't get to the end of the season with 332 no matter what. But does it mean Odell is not in play? We'll see what happens. What are your thoughts on that? 803-0550, 888-550-2550. Matt Bove, it's always game day in Buffalo, and WKBW Channel 7 TV sports director joins us at 11 o'clock on the Extra Point Show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.